see how arrogant it is. If you go to a soccer player and you say, what is the soccer player going to say when you became like us, you would get it. Because that word mom could be translated us or we, both. We don't have differentiation for that in Persian language. And when you describe it like that, I didn't like it, but I hesitated to accept that. Then I found another meaning for this. I went to one of my ex-masters and I said, I got this. I said, wow, wow. Sit down here. See, this thing, when you become we, you understand it. When you are I, you don't understand it. And that's even difficult for Persian to understand when you try to describe to them that. It doesn't mean that you became like us, we understand it. When you became we, not I. When you become all, you get it. So I paid attention over there, and that became one of the sources of a lot of this interpretation to me. Because over there, you will go to taste. You will say, there is something in here, man lam yudhir, lam yudhir. And you cannot put it better than that. Try to put him in a situation to give you a lecture about that phrase. So, there is something in there that if you are not, thank you, if you are not a connoisseur, you don't get it. It's za'iq, zoma. And this word is very tricky because it means taste, okay? But when you say zoma, it's more than taste. It goes runs with show, and zoma show means the tendency, the natural attraction and all that.
Manners, okay.
Huh?
Manners, another word for manners.
Another word for manners.
Good taste and bad taste.
Yes. So, yes, that's a very important one. Because when we talk about the wine, what is the difference between a connoisseur and a non-connoisseur? Non-connoisseur means alcohol. So no matter what is good, connoisseur goes for taste first. Or
goes for the bouquet first.
The smell. That's what we talk about, the smell. First, you smell it. Before taking it in, you try to get what's in it. Could you do that with words? Words, or what he's saying here is half. Half is a little different. There, another difficulty. It's more than that, but okay, let's say words. Do you smell the words? Or you just let it go in your ears, and in your logic, and in your brain? And if you absorb bad sayings, what will happen to you? You smell awful. He talks about the smell because he doesn't need to talk to you or listen to what you're saying. If you have absorbed the wrong saying, you smell bad. If you want to smell good, drink shalabe haq. I emphasize on that half of you, which is not God, but only. It covers all the fantastic things we bring in. So shall the half will make you smell lovely. Which is more shimal, that's too much for today. And I believe that's enough for today.
Paris, I was going to say, please don't. Just hear your voices.
So, please. Read this short story again and look at it. He is trying to explain what happened to you during this teaching. How could you be attentive? listening, what goes inside, what do you absorb, what kind of saying you are attentive to. The parent is just a form of saying, has no essence in it. Till next week, inshallah. Lama.
Thank you for bringing yourself here tonight.
Is
nice.
Pleasant.
There's nothing bad. But the word is Salama again. Salim means someone who accepts something, who is healthy, who is in peace with himself, and all that.
Whole also.
Huh?
Whole. Salim is the opposite of broken, like as a whole, someone who's
that's
healthy.
That's the part of Salim, being healthy.
Yeah.
Being healthy, being complete, being a nice fellow, being tolerant, being. What?
Canadian.
What I want to emphasize here, here he chooses the word of a very good spirit fellow. This is Salama, and this is Salim. That son of a gun was Bumusallem, and that Bumusallem is doing this. You see, he goes from this word to that word. Next time, inshallah, remind me, we'll talk about that a little bit more, because this is the interesting thing for me is this story. I believe it's the most ignored part of Masnavi. And it's the famous story, because everybody understands the story, but nobody really cares that why did he say this story? The conclusion. The story was, let's see, the story in this book was one page. The rest was something else. He made some argument based on that story of the parrot. Because the story of the parrot is a little bit funny, like a joke. They learn it. And they don't pay attention. Why did he bring this story here? And what is he trying to let you understand? That you're listening to the things. And you are not sitting down here, listening, but you don't know what's happening to you. Next time, inshallah, we'll come back to that.
Thank you.